Other questions? Any other topics? Yes, sir.
You had a meeting this morning with Treasury Secretary Geithner.
Yeah.
Did you discuss your differences on the eliminating the Bush tax reductions?
No, this is a subject that was mentioned that we have a difference of opinion. I've known Tim for a long time when he was here at the New York Fed. I think he is one of the most competent people in government. This country, I've said this 1,000 times, is very lucky to have him. We're lucky to have him at the New York Fed during the financial crisis so he could work with Paulson and that group of people. I think he was an excellent choice for Secretary of the Treasury, and I think he's done a good job. There's no easy answers for him. We talked about that. New York City's economy, as you know, is doing better than most other cities and a big chunk of the country, and I'm optimistic about New York City's economy. But this country needs, and the world needs, somebody with the intellect and view that Geithner brings to it. That doesn't mean I think he's right on everything or he agrees with me. First thing, he wanted to know what was going on in New York. You get the mayor's view of... And I had Bob Steele there. Bob's first day on the job is today. As you know, Bob used to work in the Treasury as well. And they both came from the same, in the private sector, they both worked at Goldman. It was that. And Tim wanted to know our views. And I'm sure he goes and asks lots of people. He's here to give a speech at NYU, I think, later in the day. But I periodically stop by to see him in Washington, and he stops by here. Yes, sir.
Another bias attack on Staten Island, Port Richmond. You have extra police there. Why do you think this is happening?
I don't know. Unfortunately, when people read about things in the paper, they tend to act it out themselves. There is a little bit of that. But let me tell you, one bias crime is one bias crime too many, and we'll do everything we can to stop it. This is just an outrage. Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, since 80 to 90% of firefighters retire on three-quarters disability pensions, what can you do to ensure that taxpayers are getting a fair share?
Well, we can lobby Albany to not have these presumption bills, which I think are wrong. I think anybody that is injured while they're working for the city should be taken care of by the city. But I don't think you automatically assume that everything that goes wrong in their lives was caused by their work. The rest of us have to prove cause and effect, and there's no reason why they shouldn't have to prove cause and effect to qualify for a disabilities pension. Let me also point out that while it is true a large percentage of firefighters retire on disability, it is a job where after any big fire, a lot of them go to the hospital. So, you know, a lot of them do get injured on the job. The issue is we want to make sure that when they are injured on the job, the city does fulfills its responsibility and takes care of it. And when they're not injured on the job, that... They shouldn't be. And you can always find somebody who was injured on the job and later on turns out that they can overcome their disability or their injury, or their disability or injury had nothing to do with what you write about. And you say, how can somebody that's got this injury be able to do that? But I don't think there's any question that it's a lot, and it's a large number. It's a lot of money, and we have to figure out ways to get our costs under control. I don't think we should walk away from our responsibility if somebody gets injured on the job. Yes, sir.
Mayor, yesterday you presided with Pelé, former world soccer star.
All of a sudden, I pinched myself. Pelé happens to live half the time here, and his daughter lives down, I think she said, in Tribeca.
Question is...
she lives in Douglaston, I think, and I was with her. Husband's a pediatrician, as I remember, and we talked about kids, and they have nice little kids that were running around. He had to take the guy.
During halftime, Pelé announced a relationship where a group that he is the honorary president is looking to bring back national professional soccer to the New York area.
Yeah.
And there's a rumor and talks in some of the writing in some of the papers today that Pelé and some of his people have spoken to the Wilpons of the Mets. Is there any chance that a professional team may come to Queens?
Well, I think there's always a chance. I don't know how to answer that other than yes. There's always a chance. Look, I hope there were two events, two campaigns really going on there. One was to get a soccer team in the existing league. The Red Bulls sort of play in New Jersey, you can argue. It's a Jersey team, Cosmos, traditionally New York from back when. And it would be great if Pelé and his group can do that. There's also a group trying to get the World Cup to come here down the road. And, I was... It was a shame we never got the Olympics, and it'd be great. It would have been great, and I think it'd be great if we could have the World Cup here. Where all the stadiums would go, the answer is you spread them around the country, not just in any one place, and that's what they, as they did in South Africa, you know. Yes, sir.
Why did you feel it was necessary to appoint a basketball officer after 9 years without having someone?
Well, number one, I think John Luce appointed somebody very good. Larry Schloss I've known for a long time, and his representative, he's really running the money or doing the asset allocation. He's very smart. We hired Ranji Nagaswamy, who has enormous experience. It's very hard to get somebody with this kind of experience who is free to come to work for the city and can afford to come to work for the city. We're lucky to have her. She and Schloss know each other. He thinks that she's great. The city has a responsibility, and I want to make sure that the city has the expertise to fulfill that responsibility. You know, all of us think, oh, well, I'll just put somebody on the board of this, that, the other thing. Money management in this day and age is a very complex thing, and I want to make sure we have the expertise ensure that to the extent that we have say in this, that these monies are run as well as they can. You can't alleviate the impacts of the marketplace, but I want to make sure that to the extent in your terminology, we can get the best beta we can. And then keep in mind, these pension systems, the city has, since they're defined benefit plans, not defined contribution plans, city has to make up for any monies that are either lost or are not made by the pension system. The taxpayer certainly deserves to have somebody on our payroll who can provide the guidance that we're supposed to at the professional level.
So.
Right now, if there's a disagreement between what John Liu thinks and what we think, you work it out. There's always disagreements. The fact that why should we not have somebody really professional? Just because there may be disagreements. You really want somebody running your money that doesn't know what the hell they're doing? I don't think so. Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, you've been a supporter of nonpartisan elections, which is something that lost.
No secret about that.
It's been gaining some momentum with the Charter Revision Commission.
I don't know whether it has, is or not.
Well, it has. They just hired a consultant, this woman, Lisa Hanley. Who
I can barely hear you.
They hired a consultant, this woman, Lisa Hanley.
I saw that, yeah.
Is that something, well, first of all, are you surprised? Are you pleased? And have you guys done anything?
I've read about it in the paper. I mean, does that mean I'm shocked, or did I not know about it? In the surprise, in the context of not knowing about it, surprise may be to you that Matt Goldstein doesn't check with me before he does things. He's supposed to be independent and running commission, and he is.
You haven't done anything to encourage them to look at the issue, or did you recommend her to the commission?
I just told you. I just read about it in the paper. How could I have recommended her if I didn't even know about it? I don't think I've ever met her. So.
Are you pleased?
I'm pleased that Matt Goldstein is taking things seriously and doing a good job. That's what he's supposed to do, and that's what I expected him to do, and that's why I appointed him, because I was confident that he would. Yes, sir.
Do you think the police need to do more or change their strategy and stand on them about the bias effects?
I'll leave that to Commissioner Kelly. I'm not a professional law enforcement officer. I've picked, I think, the best one in the country to run our police department. He's not going to make every decision the right ways in retrospect, but only history will tell you that. But I'd rather place my bets with Ray Kelly than anybody else, so we're going to stick with him. Yes, sir.
I'm just going to follow up on that question. Do you think it would be wise for the commission to place the issue of nonpartisan ballot this fall?
I have been in favor of making sure that everybody in this city has a vote. Our current system, in a practical sense, disenfranchises the vast majority of the people in this city. It is not democracy the way the founding fathers envisioned it. They just, because of the one-party dominance and the fact that a big percentage of the people aren't members of either of the major parties, disenfranchises an enormous number of people, and it's just wrong. Can we fix it? Will they fix it? I don't know. Would I support a fix? I don't know how to prove it to you that I care based on what I did. I think I spent $7 million. Next time you spend $7 million, if you don't care about it, you know, think long and hard before you do. Yes?
Another follow-up to the
last question.
Okay.
Another follow-up to the Staten Island question. The level of resources the police are using, obviously, really high right now. They can't keep that up.
There have been discussions about more permanent security solutions, perhaps surveillance cameras in the air. Have you had any discussions?
We always look at surveillance cameras. They are not the be-all and end-all to everything. In some places they work. Surveillance cameras, for example, don't work on crimes committed indoors because we don't have cameras indoors. There's the civil liberties issue. Do you really want a camera on every corner following every place? Law enforcement people would say yes. Civil libertarians would say no.
The community is open to this. They'd like to see more security.
We would like to. If I thought that it was as simple as putting cameras up, I would find some place in the budget to pay for it. It is a lot more complex than that. We're trying to figure out who and why a rash all of a sudden. And it is just wrong. And anybody that thinks they're going to get away with this, let me tell you, we will do everything we can to find out who the perpetrators are and prosecute them to the full extent of the law. And, you know, given we have a district attorney on Staten Island who is makes no bones about keeping that borough safe, you can expect Dan, I haven't talked to him about it, but you can expect Dan Donovan to do everything the district attorney can. So between the police department and the district attorney, we're doing everything we can. Thank you very much.